welcome to this week's lesson. And what we're going to talk about today is how to control your appetite. But in reality, the first thing we want to do on the path of controlling your appetite is to stop trying to control it. Okay? We want to become friends with your appetite. And the reason I mention this is because when it comes to weight loss, so often your appetite can be seen as the enemy, right? The thing that's always signaling you to eat. Okay? And if you look at the pills out there and the products out there, they're all about suppressing and ignoring your appetite, right? Like it's the enemy. And in reality, it's not. Your appetite is a very natural function that lets you know when your body needs more nourishment. And so you need to begin to respect this part of you and to begin to listen to it, right? This is a very, very important reframe. One of the ways you can do this is when you begin using the word nourishment as opposed to just eating or calories or food, okay? Those are kind of one-dimensional, and they don't do the service that you're going to get out of using the word nourishment. Now, if you believe that your body is a temple, that you are what you eat, you're going to want to think about what does your body need to thrive. And one of the big mistakes people make is they're eating diets that are low in nutritional value. Right? If you have a highly processed food diet you're eating, what ends up happening is your body is craving those micronutrients that it gets out of fruits and vegetables and leafy greens, okay? And so it's sending you a signal to be hungry still, okay? This is oftentimes why people can eat food, a lot of it, and still feel hungry soon after, because your body's not getting the nutrients that it truly is craving and needs and wants, all right? So that's the first thing to understand, is that you want to nourish your body, thinking in those terms. And it's not about doing it 100%. It's about, you know, consistently making efforts to add more and more nourishing foods into your day. Okay, so that's the first thing. Now, next thing I want to talk about in terms of appetite is the process of beginning to listen to it. Again, on a conscious and unconscious level, we've been taught to try and ignore our appetite, try not to listen to it. And a pattern that a lot of people get into is they wake up in the morning and they can ignore their appetite because it's not too strong. Right? And they go through half the day and they try not to eat anything until it gets to the afternoon, evening, and they're just ravenous. They're totally starving. And what ends up happening is they just eat everything and they can't control themselves and they can't make good decisions. Right? If this is a pattern that you've been in, you need to break it. Okay? Because it's very difficult to create a long-term successful strategy eating this way. Right? It's because you're all over the place. It plays with your emotions. Right? It plays with your blood sugar. It does all sorts of things to you. So what you want to think about is you don't want to get too hungry and you don't want to get too full. You kind of want to operate in this middle level where you can sense when you need nourishment and you eat the right foods, the right amounts, and you stop when you still feel good. Remember this, that your eating is there to energize you, okay? It's there to give you energy. Ideally, when you finish a meal, you should have more energy than when you began. Right? You should still feel light. You should still feel like you can move around. The idea, you know, the turkey dinner on Thanksgiving when you just sit on the sofa and just recuperate, right, and you're hungover from food, we need to get away from that because very often people are experiencing something like that on a regular basis. And so the way to handle that isn't just by trying to eat less food when you're starving. That's very difficult to do. A better strategy to do that is to keep yourself on an even keel. Possibly, another way to do this is to eat more food throughout the day. Smaller portions, but more times throughout the day. Maybe every 90 to 120 minutes, you have some sort of snack or some sort of food to eat. Okay? And that may keep you on a more even keel, physiologically and mentally. Alright? So this is the secret. You want to begin to become friends with your appetite and to begin to listen to it. Become in tune with your appetite and trust it. I know this is going to take a leap of faith when I say this probably, because it's so different than what you're normally hearing. But as you begin to do this, you're going to begin to be able to trust yourself to let your body send you the signals that are letting you know that you need to have the nourishment that you want and that you need. Okay? And so that's the first step. So let me give you some practical ones though as well. One of the first things that I think is so important is that you need to probably, and I can't speak to you specifically, but statistically, the majority of people in America anyways are dehydrated. And so that dehydration signal to our brains oftentimes is interpreted as hunger. So the first step is to begin drinking more water. Right? And I'm going to leave it up to you to figure out how much that should be. Okay? Find out what feels right and, you know, what's doable for you, and begin drinking more water. A, it's going to satiate your body more. Okay, with water, it's going to lubricate up the joints. It's going to do a lot of good things physiologically, but it's also going to fill up your stomach to a certain degree. Okay, and it's going to give you a sense, a fuller feeling in your stomach, which can help out as well. And again, what you want to do ultimately is you want to keep yourself on an even keel. You don't want to get really, really hungry, and you don't want to get really, really full. Okay, you want us to operate right in that sweet spot. Okay, and what that's probably going to involve is eating a better quality of food, a more nourishing type of food. Maybe even eating more often, probably, okay, eating breakfast, eating throughout the day, okay, and I'm not saying junk foods, right, and full meals, I'm talking about smaller portions of more nutritious foods. So this can be a very easy way to do it because, again, think about how you've tried to stop your appetite before. Again, you probably tried to fight it and suppress it. The method you may want to use now is to add, I don't know, something, it could be something like a small salad, you know, between breakfast and lunch, or between lunch and dinner, okay? Adding like, you know, a banana or a fruit cup or something between breakfast and lunch. So this is a nice way to change your appetite, because what's going to happen is you're going to add some more food in, but you're going to find that, for example, you eat breakfast, and maybe you hadn't before, you have like, you know, a fruit cup of bananas and some heavier fruits in between breakfast and lunch. What's going to happen when lunchtime comes around, instead of being starving and trying to stop yourself from eating everything, you're going to feel more balanced, right? And that's the point of all this. And it'll be easier to make a different decision, and you'll find that when you have more nourishment, your cravings are going to change, right? It's going to be easier to A, they're going to be better cravings, and the other thing is you're going to be more balanced so that you can control them easier, okay? So in closing, become friends with your body. Recognize that it's a natural signal that your body's giving you to let you know that it's time for more nourishment, better nourishment. Okay? And so the more you practice that and think in this way, you're going to find the whole process begins to shift and change for you. Okay? And it's a much more enjoyable way to do it rather than always fighting with yourself. Okay? So have fun with this. Play with it. Remember, this isn't something that you learn and you just happens automatically tomorrow. It's a consistent path. Right? Consistent steps to making this long term. All right? So have a great week, and I'll see you all next week.